Father God, would you come and move here in this place? Stir up our hearts, plant seeds of ideas, inspire us, revive us, renew us, energize us. Let these words speak of you, and let us hear what you have to say to us today. So I'm just going to introduce myself for people that may or may not know me already, but my name's Abby, and I've been a member of this church for my whole life. In fact, just a little while ago, I was also baptized in that font by the door. And baptism is actually a great place to start. So we're gathered here today, and we've just witnessed Charlotte's baptism. And part of that is her being dedicated to God, her parents, godparents, standing up and declaring she is a child of God, and that God is going to be a priority in her life. And we've committed to that too. We've all agreed we will support her throughout her life to keep God at the centre. I wonder if sometimes that makes us reflect on what place does God have in our own life. And this fits very well with what we've just heard in the first reading, and also where we are as a church. We're currently reflecting on some of these things. So as Alison mentioned earlier, give a bit of context to what we're talking about today. The theme of this week is about time and talents, and we're part two of a three-week series about commitment. So last week, Sue spoke to us about money and how we use our money and what we do with it and what we give of our money. And next week, our Archdeacon Moira will be coming to speak to us a bit more about commitment. Now, I just wanted to, at this point, acknowledge that it can be quite hard and uncomfortable thing to talk about commitment. It's not really a very easy sort of topic. And I had a look in the dictionary. It's not a real life book dictionary, obviously, the Google dictionary, but I'm happy with the answer it gave me. It told me it's from the Oxford Dictionary, so that counts. And there's three different descriptions or definitions for commitment. The first one is a state or quality of being dedicated to a cause or an activity, with synonyms like dedication, allegiance, loyalty, faithfulness. It also is described as being a pledge or an undertaking. And the third description describes it as an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom or action, with synonyms such as obligation, responsibility, burden, pressure. And I think how we interpret commitment will influence how we respond to it. If we just see it as that third description, something that's going to something negative that restricts us, that maybe ties us down, then we start to fear it and avoid it. We don't want to be tied down. We don't want to be on the dreaded rota. And this can hold us back. Yet it can also be about inclusion, about belonging, being part of a team, passionate for a cause. Sometimes it can be costly. It can be sacrificial. It takes something from us. We're giving of ourselves and our skills and our time. But let's not hold back because of a fear of commitment. Let's jump in wholeheartedly. We're in it together. And remember what it is that we're committing to, or who it is that we're committing to. So as a church, we're taking some time at the beginning of the year, beginning of 2018, to reflect, to review, to refocus, both individually and as a church family, to think about our priorities and the priorities of God. And are those two things in line? How do we invest our resources, our money, our time, our skills? In the first reading today, we heard about Hezekiah. And he, as it mentioned, specifically mentioned as it happens, it was in the first month of the first year of his reign that he decided to refocus on God, to put that as one of his top priorities. And here we are, in the first month of the year. So it's a good place to be. And he focused on getting right with God, but also encouraging his people to do the same thing, to consecrate themselves and the temple to God. And that's a bit like what we've done today in baptism, dedicating Charlotte to God. So often at the beginning of the year, we take time to reflect on the year that's gone by and on the things that are to come. And many, many people set New Year's resolutions. Time for a fresh start, new year, new me. Now, I appreciate I'm talking to you at the end of January. You may or may not remember if you even set any New Year's resolutions at the beginning, but we're not going to talk about whether you're still going or whether they've faded, because now we're officially well into 2018. But I wonder if you or anyone that you know has tried any of the following things as a New Year's resolution. So firstly, there's often a lot of people think, New Year, I'm going to get fit this year. Has anybody done that? Heard anybody else doing that? I'm going to get fit this year. I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to sign up, going to get a whole new gym kit. I'm going to get new trainers. Maybe I'll just wear the gym kit and the trainers just to practice around the house. Going to join the gym. This is going to be the year. Or maybe I actually joined the gym quite some time ago, but I'm actually going to go to the gym. That's the next phase of the plan. I'm going to actually go to the gym. Has anybody got a Fitbit here? Well, there's one or two. Put your hands up high. If you've got a Fitbit, raise it high. Okay, great. And if you've got your Fitbit, sometimes it's there in case you don't know. You can wear it on a nice watch looking strap around your wrist, and it can help motivate you in your aims to get fitter, be more active. Anybody that's got a Fitbit, are you in competition with anybody else that you know that's got a Fitbit? Yeah, don't be afraid. This is all adding to your steps. If you put your hands up, it's all right. Sometimes if you're in competition, that encourages us. Okay, well, I'm going to do it because I'm going to beat you. My friend at work in the office that I'm in has got a Fitbit, and all of a sudden, she's not going to the nearest toilet to our office anymore. She's walking 3 flights of stairs just every time she needs to go, because it's going to add some extra steps. She's walking to the furthest printer that we've got, you know, because it's going to add some extra steps. And I don't know if you've ever considered this, but if it's on your wrist, then it's only really counting when you're walking. And she's like, well, I cycle to work, so when I'm cycling, I'm going to take it off my wrist and put it around my ankle, because then it's also counting every time that I pedal as I go, keeping the steps up. Maybe people here that have got a Fitbit are the ones that are being extra enthusiastic with all the action songs when we're singing them. Yeah, hands up when you're praising God, because, you know, every step counts. Has anybody even heard of Red January? This is one that I heard of this year that I haven't heard of before. No? Red January? Anybody doing or know anyone that's doing Red January? Red is run every day. Run every day in January. That's a challenge. But if you've got a Fitbit, it could be a good thing to do. Also getting healthy. Eating more healthy. Anyone doing that? Healthy recipes. Try and eat more varied foods, different things. Dry January. A lot of people do dry January. Give up alcohol. Sometimes that follows on from the less than dry December. Needs to be, and it balances it out a little bit. Also, Veganuary. Has anybody else heard of Veganuary? Anyone doing it? Or know someone? Be vegan for January. Merge it together, make it called, call it Veganuary, and then it's all the more exciting. The things that we do for New Year often reflect what our priorities are, or what we want for them to be. They often link to how we spend our time or our talents. But rather than just thinking about New Year, new me, it's also a great time to think about God and what are his priorities for us, to shift our focus from it just being about us to it also being about other people. I think it's interesting that a lot of these things focus on January. We're maybe starting to come to the realization that it's quite hard to keep all of these new things that we've committed to going for longer than a month. So if we start with January, then we're, you know, in with a chance of it still going. So I think if we're going to reflect on how we use our time and our talents, first of all, we need to think about what time and talents do we have? And that's not always easy either. We've got many, many talented people in the room here today, and yet so many of us find it hard to see talent in ourselves. Sometimes it's easier to recognise it in other people, which is why we should tell them and encourage them, because we can't always see it in ourselves. Now, don't worry, we're not going to set up a St. Margaret's has got talent, ask you to all come down, perform your talent, set up some judges, some of those big red X's above your head. Sometimes we think that people are going to be judging our talent or judging what we do, and that you're either going to get a big red X, get out the way, or maybe the golden buzzer, and your talent is amazing. Talent grows when we invest in it. And sometimes we discover talents when we try new things. When you try and do something different, and you never even knew that that was a talent of yours until you stepped out and gave it a go. We are all different, and we all have different skills. And that's really important to remember, because it's very easy when we see all these hundreds of talent shows on the television, or we see all the things that other people are doing, to think, but I'm not like that. I don't feel like that's my talent. I don't feel like I can do the same things. And in the Bible, it talks about us being like the body of Christ, and that we're all different parts of the body. A body would be no good if we were all eyes, or if we were all ears. You need to have lots of different talents to make a complete body. So it's good to remember that it's okay if you've got something that you're good at that's different from somebody else. And then time is a tricky one, because we always feel like there's never enough time. There's never enough time, but how are we using our time? How are we using these things for God? What things are we doing? If you're not sure how we could use time or our talents for God, or in a way that reflects his priorities in our life, ask him to show you. Ask him to give you an idea, plant a seed of a thought. What excites you? What interests you? What do you feel passionate about? Those are often the things that draw you in to a place where you can grow your talent. Are we giving of ourselves, or are we focusing just on us and what we want and need? Are we giving wholeheartedly or reluctantly? Is what we do sacrificial? Does it cost us to give our time to other people or to the church? So as Alex mentioned earlier when he was speaking at the front here, God has given us all of the time and all of the talents that we have, and he loves it when we use them and when we are stepping out into them and trying something new and different. And it doesn't just have to be on a Sunday. We've got a lot of talents that people use all throughout the week that are also valuable talents. But I should say also at this point, God does love us all unconditionally, regardless of what we do with our time or with the skills that we have. He has given us all of these skills. He has given us this time. But he doesn't love us any less if we use them any less. He won't love us anymore if we use them anymore, just so you know. Now, along with reflecting on what we already have, sometimes, also in the Bible, in the reading that we heard today, we need to actually clear out a bit of the clutter. So in the Bible that we heard, they said they spent 8 days clearing out all the clutter and rubbish from the temple. And sometimes, I mean, I don't know if clearing out all the clutter in my life would take 8 days. It would probably take a little bit longer. I might need to use Alex's big white van to help me with that. But sometimes we need to take the time, spiritually as well as the real life clutter that we can physically see, to make a bit of space. We can't commit to all these new things. We can't take on all these resolutions without making a little bit of space first, having a spring clean, if you like, to go along with our resolutions. Reduce some of the things that distract us or pull us in lots of different directions. Create time to focus and reflect. So what should we do next? If we're thinking about, well, this is what I've got, and I've had a bit of a spring clean, I've cleared out some of the rubbish, I've cleared out some of the clutter in my life, maybe start by praying and asking God to show you the opportunities, what opportunities are available for you to use your time, for you to use your talents, for you to bless other people. Maybe try something new. We've got a lovely board behind us here that shows some of the many, many things that are going on in the life of the church here. Maybe you want to try something new, become part of a team. Maybe you want to start practically. With Hezekiah, the first thing that he did when he was refocusing on God was he fixed the doors to the temple, started practically. Some of you may have started your year with some DIY. I don't know if anybody has. It's some people's talent. It's not everyone's talent. But you might start with DIY, you might start with something practical, doing something. The second reading says about if you're putting actions into words, then it creates firm foundations. It's like building your house on a rock. But if it's just all about words and not about action, then things start to fall away. So a few final thoughts, and then I will stop talking to you. Take time to reflect, not just on New Year, New Me, but on the bigger picture. Prioritise God. Remember who it is that we're committing to. Take time to declutter. Maybe over the next 8 days, clear out some of the clutter in your life, some of the distractions. And know that we all have different skills and talents, and that God can use all of us to do great things. Already as a church, together, we're doing some amazing things with God and for God. Just imagine what more there is to come. Come and join the adventure. Thank you.